Jude, verse number 5, book of Jude. Pinag-aaralan natin ang aklat ng Jude. And verse number 5, the Bible says, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not. He destroyed them that believe not. So kung tagalugin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, gusto ko pa rin ipaalala sa inyo, kahit na alam na ninyo, na kahit na iniligtas ng Panginoon ang mga Israelita sa pagkakaalipin sa Ehipto, sa bandang huli ay pinatay niya silang mga hindi sumampalataya. So pag-uusapan natin yung mga hindi sumasampalataya. Mga hindi sumasampalataya. I want to speak to you tonight about them that believe not. The sin of unbelief. Not believing in the Lord. Now, in a review ni Jude, ang mga nakaraang Old Testament references, upang gamitin niya ang Bible para patunayan ang hinaharap na hatol ng mga hindi maka-Diyos. Okay? So Jude uses the Old Testament. He goes back into the Old Testament. Again, this is a testimony that the New Testament recognizes the Old Testament as Scripture. And Jude goes into the Old Testament to demonstrate how God judged the ungodly people back then. And if God judges the ungodly people in the past, He will judge the ungodly people today. And the future of the ungodly and unbelieving people is not good. Not good at all. So verse number 5, if you look at verse number 5, he's referring to the, it says here, put you in remembrance how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them. He's referring to the children of Israel that came out of Egypt. You remember the crossing of the Red Sea, Old Testament, Moses and the wilderness. And even though God delivered them from the Egyptian bondage, God still destroyed some of them, most of them actually, 20-year-old and up. They were not able to go into the promised land. They wasted their life for 40 years. And in the midst of that, God judged everyone who had unbelief in their heart. Now go over to verse number 6. Here's another Old Testament account. Verse number 6. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. So Jude is going back to the Old Testament, to the angels that left not their first estate. So there's the Israelites of old, the angels of old. And look at verse number 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, Jude even touches on Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh. And so Jude uses the Old Testament. Ginagamit ni Jude yung Old Testament patungkol sa Israelites, patungkol sa mga anghel, patungkol sa Sodom and Gomorrah at yung ibang mga syudad na nakatulan ng Diyos dahil sa kawalan ng pananampalataya at kasamaan at hindi sila maka-Diyos. Itong tatlong example na ito, yan ang pag-uusapan natin. Magsisimula tayo today sa first example ng children of Israel. Children of Israel. Now, principle ito ng Bible. Lahat ng mga naganap ng Old Testament ay para sa ating kapakanan. Tingnan mo ang 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 6. Here's a principle in Scripture when you read the Old Testament. Is there a benefit? Is there a value to reading the Old Testament? Why did God 2/3 of the Bible is the Old Testament. That's a pretty large section of the Scriptures. And so what is the benefit for us today as Christians? We're in the New Testament. This is old news. This is old stuff. Why should we know about it? Why should we learn it? Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse number 6. Anong page yung 1 Corinthians chapter 10? What page? 638. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 6. Here's a reason why we should know the Old Testament. Now these things were our examples. Yun. Kaya binigay sa atin yung Old Testament para halimbawa, ginawa silang halimbawa ng Diyos para sa atin. To the intent, we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Ah, para hindi natin naisin yung mga mali na ginawa nilang mali. Alam nyo, mas easy yung matutunan mo yung tama hindi sa experience, kundi sa experience ng iba. So nakita mo kung ano nangyari sa tao na gumawa ng mali, dapat maging halimbawa yan para sa'yo na ikaw hindi ka gumawa ng mali. Kung ayaw mong mauwi sa katulad nila, huwag mong gawin yung ginagawa nila. Alright, does that make sense to you? Alright, that makes perfect sense. So, here we are, we're going to look at the Old Testament Israelites that came out of Egypt and find out why did God judge them? Why did God kill them? I mean, He destroyed them after He had just delivered them. This is amazing. God delivered them, and because of unbelief, He destroyed them. So unbelief is a bad sin. It really is a terrible sin. So, I want you to see, first of all, ang tao na iniligtas ng Diyos mula sa malupit na kamay ng Ehipto. First of all, consider how God saved people out of the slavery hand, the heavy hand of Egypt. Go over to Numbers chapter 14 in the Old Testament. Numbers chapter 14. So sa Old Testament tayo, ha? Tatlo yung example na binigay ni Jude. Titingnan lang natin yung una. The Old Testament people. So let's go over to the account where God destroyed them that did not believe. Numbers chapter 14, verse number 22. William, what page is that? Numbers 14, huh? 91. Page 91, okay? Numbers 14, verse number 22. Here's what the Bible says. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice. And so, ano yung ginawa nila sa Lord? Nag-tinempt nila ang Lord. Anong ibig sabihin ng tempted me, sabi ng Panginoon? Sinubukan nila ako, sabi ng Panginoon. Imbis na sumampalataya sila sa Panginoon at sumunod sila sa Diyos, nagreklamo sila, hindi sila sumampalataya sa Panginoon, bagkus sinubukan pa nila ang Diyos. Testing nga natin kung talagang seryoso ang Panginoon. Nakita nila yung miracles sa Egypt, yung 10 plagues. Nakita nila yung crossing of the Red Sea. Pero hindi sapat ang mga miracles para durugin ang puso ng tao. Miracles never save people. Hard hearts, they saw the miracles and yet they still tempted the Lord God. Sinubukan nila, tinukso nila ang Panginoon. All right? And the Bible says, it goes on to say, verse number 22, and have tempted me and have not hearkened to my voice. Verse 22, and have not hearkened to my voice. Isa rin na sa, ang ginawa nila, bukod sa sinubukan nila ang Diyos, sabi ng Bible, hearken not unto my voice. Ibig sabihin, hindi sila nakinig sa tinig ng Panginoon. This is what unbelief does. Ang unbelief sa puso ng tao, tinutukso nila, imbis na
umasa sa Panginoon, trinatry nila ang Panginoon. Pangalawa, hindi sila nakikinig sa salita ng Diyos, sa tinig ng Diyos.
Look at verse number 23. Verse number 23. Numbers 14, verse 23. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it.
So ano pa yung ginawa nila? Pangatlo, they provoked the Lord. Anong ibig sabihin ng provoke? Ah? Ang ibig sabihin ng provoke, pangungutya. Kinutya nila ang Lord. Totoo ba yung promises ng Panginoon? May deliverance ba talaga sa Panginoon? Tutulungan ba tayo ng Diyos? Tingnan mo yung land na bibigay niya sa atin, ang daming enemies, ang daming mga kalaban, at hindi lang sila basta-basta kung sinong tao, ang tatangkad pa nila. Giants, napakalaki. Hindi kaya tayo tulungan ng Diyos? Huwag na lang tayong sumulong. Gawin na lang natin yung gusto natin gawin. Kasi yung plano ng Panginoon, imposible.
Wow. And so God judged them. Look at verse number 27. Verse number 27. What else did they do besides scorn and provoke the Lord? Look at verse number 27. How long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? Murmur against me. Anong ibig sabihin ng murmur? Sa English kasi, yun ang murmuring, murmur. Okay? Sa Tagalog, nagre-reklamo. Yung murmuring. Yung murmuring, nangyayari yan sa puso. Murmuring happens in the heart. When the preacher is preaching the word of God, and you're sitting there, and you're saying to yourself, that's not for me. That word of God, that's not for me. Maybe that's good for them. Maybe that's good for him. Maybe that's good for her. But that's not for me. That's murmuring. Or if the word of God is being preached and you're sitting there and you're saying, I can't do that. I can't do that. No, that's not possible in my life. I'm not made that way. That's murmuring in your heart. Or if you see the scripture, what the scripture teaches, and you sit there and you say, I'm not going to do that. I will not obey that. You see a clear command of scripture, and you sit there and say no to God. Can you say no to God? Siyempre, hindi naman talaga, pero madalas, paminsan, nagagawa natin. Kung tutuusin, may unbelief tayo sa puso natin. And so sometimes when we see the things of God and we challenge the Lord, we murmur in our hearts. I hope there's no murmurer here. I don't see any murmurers. I don't know your heart. But God knows our heart. And apparently this is a trouble, this is a problem in the people of the Lord in the Old Testament. And I guarantee you, this is a problem with Christians today. This is a problem with unbelievers today. This is something people struggle with, murmuring in your heart against the word of God, against the Lord. And the Bible calls them an evil congregation. Ano ba yung evil congregation? Ah, pag nagtitipon sila at sila ay masamang kapulungan. Yon, masamang kapulungan. Pangit naman yung pangalan na yan, Masamang Kapulungan Baptist Church. Hindi naman encouraging yun, ha? Dapat sa pangalan ng Baptist Church, encouraging, di ba? Fellow Helpers Baptist Church, oh. New Testament Baptist Church, Bible Baptist Church, maganda yun. Pero yung Evil Congregation Baptist Church, no. Pero sana wag tayong maging evil congregation. Okay? Ingatan ninyo yung mga kasamahan ninyo. Kasi kapag palagi kayong surrounded by unbelief, an evil congregation, mahahawa kayo. You will be influenced by the wrong crowd. Nagtitipon sila laban sa Diyos. Look at verse number 35. This is the bad crowd. This is the wrong crowd. These are the people that God saved out of Egypt and destroyed them in the wilderness because of unbelief. Look at verse number 35. This is what they did. I, the Lord, have said, I will surely do it unto this evil congregation that they are gathered together against me.
Gathering together against the Lord. Oh, I hope you never gather with people who are against the Lord. And stay away from the crowd who is against the Lord. But these are the people that God delivered out of Egypt and destroyed in the wilderness because of unbelief. Now,
ano ang dahilan kung bakit nagawa ng mga tao ang lahat ng kasalanan na ito at lahat ng laban na ito against God?
How is it possible that these people were able to tempt the Lord, not hearken unto His voice, to scorn the Lord, to provoke Him to anger, to murmur against the Lord, and to gather against the Lord? How is it possible? How were they able to do it? Why did they do it? What was motivating them? What was moving them towards sin? I want you to see it. Look at Jude. Go back to the book of Jude. This is the engine. This is the engine of sin. This is the heart of sin. This is what pumps and gets the sin circulating all over your life. Here it is, verse number 5. I will therefore put you in remembrance that though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not. They believe not. Hindi sila sumampalataya.
Kaya sila na-destroy, sila ay hindi sumampalataya sa Diyos. At kaya sila, nagawa nila yung kasamaan na nagawa nila, wala silang pananampalataya sa Diyos.
Now, if God gave us His Word, He expects us to believe His Word. If God gave us His Word, He expects us to obey His Word.
Kapag binigyan tayo ng salita ng Diyos, kaya nga tayo may salita ng Diyos para gampanan natin ang salita ng Diyos sa buhay natin. Hindi niya tayo binigyan ng Bible for information lang. Binigyan niya tayo ng Bible para saliksikan natin ang Bible at ilagay natin sa buhay yung Bible.
Now, I always tell you this, I'll say it again. Whenever you hear the preaching of the Word of God, you have to mix your hearing with faith.
Lagyan nyo ng pananampalataya ang pagpaparinig ninyo. Habang nakikinig kayo ng salita ng Diyos, lagyan nyo ng pananampalataya yung pakikinggan ninyo ng salita ng Diyos para yung faith ang magbibigay sa inyo ng kapangyarihan para magampanan mo ang layunin ng Diyos sa buhay mo.
Alright, kapag nakaupo ka dyan, sinasabi mo, hindi ko kaya ito, suko na lang ako. O, nasaan ang faith? Nasaan ang faith na magbibigay ng glory sa Diyos? Pero kung sasabihin mo, Lord, hindi ko kaya ito, pero kung bigyan mo ako ng grasya, Lord, kakayanin ko ito sa tulong mo.
Now, sa palagay mo, kapag may principle ang Panginoon sa Bible, hindi kanya tutulungan para magampanan mo yon?
Yes, God will help you. If it's written in the Word of God, God will help you accomplish what is written in the Word of God. You have to have faith when you hear the preaching of the Word of God. Believe in God. God gave us His Word, and He expects us to obey His Word and to see God's will in our life.
Now, malaking pagkakasala laban sa Diyos yung hindi sumasampalataya.
Do you believe that? Is that true? Is that a big hindrance in life? If you have unbelief in your heart, that is a huge hindrance to the will of God in your life. A huge hindrance. You know God's will and you fear. That means you don't have faith. Put faith in the Word of God and watch the Lord move things around so He will enable you to do God's will for your life. If you believe God has a will for your life, then God will help you. God will help you. Oh, man may help you a little bit, But God is the one who will establish you, strengthen you. He will settle you. He will grow you in the Lord. And then you'll be ready for the next trial. And the next trial. And the next trial. Until Jesus comes back. You will have victory in Christ if you believe on the Lord. Now, ano ang nais ng Diyos para sa kanyang mga anak? Well, nais ng Diyos na ipaalala sa iglesia at mga Kristiyano ang kanyang mga salita. Look at verse number 5. I will therefore put you in remembrance. Sabi ni Jude, gusto kong ipaalala sa inyo. Yung alam ko na alam na ninyo, pero ipapaalala ko pa rin sa inyo kung paano pinatay ng Diyos yung mga Israelites sa kagubatan. Now, dahil sa wala silang pananampalataya sa Diyos. Now, God knows that you know these truths. Okay? If you're a Christian for a long time, you should know the truths of Scripture. But you need to have it brought back to remembrance. Kailangan maalala ulit. Alright? And that's why we know the Bible is inspired and preserved. But how is Jude supposed to bring it back to remembrance? It was written. It was written. Any of the Jews could read the Masoretic text, the Old Testament text, and they could be able to read the account of Moses in Numbers, Deuteronomy in Numbers, and Exodus and all that. So, we have the perfect Word of God. Number two, nais ng Diyos na iwasan natin ang walang pananampalataya o kawalan ng pananampalataya sa kanyang salita. Alright, guard yourselves, Christians, against unbelief. I think this is hard. I can't do this. No, if it's written in the Word of God, He will enable you to do it. I can do all things through Christ. Through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You know, Christ will enable you to do what you're supposed to do for Him. Jesus will enable you. Iwasan natin ang walang pananalig sa Diyos at umpisahan natin na sumunod sa Diyos ayon sa kanyang kalooban. At makikita natin lahat ito sa Bible. Nais ng Diyos na malaman natin ang ugat ng kasalanan, kabaluktutan at kamalian ay ang kawalan ng pananampalataya o pananalig sa Kanya. The root of sin is unbelief. Where does all this sin crop up, come up in our life? It comes from unbelief. Sinayang ng Israel ang oportunidad na pumasok sa Promised Land dahil sa unbelief. Tulungan nawa tayo ng Diyos na paniwalaan natin Siya at ang Kanyang mga salita at gampanan natin ang layunin ng Diyos para sa ating buhay para makapagbigay tayo ng lugod sa Diyos at kaluwalhatian sa Kanya at hindi tayo makalimot na magbigay ng pasasalamat at pupuri sa Kanya. Huwag tayong maging katulad ng mga Israelite. Ang pagkakamali nila ay dapat maging warning para sa atin. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Their sin ought to be a warning for us. Their example, how God destroyed them, that should be an example for us. That we don't make the mistakes and the sin that they made. See, God had a promised land for the children of Israel. It's their land. Sa kanila na yun, di ba? Pero dahil sa unbelief, hindi nila nakuha yung gusto ng Diyos. Now, do you believe God has a will for your life? May layunin ba ang Diyos para sa buhay mo? O baka pag-alagala na lang tayo? No, I believe God has a will for each and every one of us. Now, are you going to believe in the Lord? Trust in Him? And fight your battles through the Word of God and in the power of the Spirit of God? Are you going to fight your battles in the flesh? Or are you going to fight it in faith? Ano ang sayo? I hope, I pray, you get rid of unbelief. Believe God. Believe His Word. Trust Him. Even if you can't trace Him, trust Him. And God will give you the victory. God will give you the victory.
Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We thank you that we can see the examples in the Old Testament and see your mighty hand and how you would help those who humble themselves and destroy those who are proud. Help us not to respond in the flesh, Lord. When trials and tribulation come, help us to respond in faith. Help us to believe in you, that you can supply all our needs according to the riches of glory in Christ Jesus, if we faithfully serve you and love you. Lord, that you would enable us, that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthen us. Help us to believe, Lord, and root out unbelief in our hearts. Help us to be the right Christians we ought to be because we believe in your word for us today, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.